Calgarians are demanding tougher sentences for convicted murderers. Family and friends of murder victims marched through the downtown area yesterday to the scene of a murder 4 years ago. They were demanding justice and protesting against what they call lenient sentences for murderers. The CBC's Fez Jamil has more.
They yelled slogans and held signs while marching from the Beltline to the new courthouse downtown in the second annual Walk for Justice for Murder Victims. Steffi Stavine started the group after her son, Aaron Shoulders, was killed 4 years ago at the spot where the march began. Stavine says while her son's murder remains unsolved, she's also upset at the lack of concern these crimes received.
Hearing the outcry in Canada when an animal is brutally attacked and tortured, but when a human being is brutally attacked and tortured, there's no outcry.
Stavine isn't alone. Several other people carried placards with pictures of murdered loved ones. Lorraine Harris-Doucette marched with a placard of her son, Chad Largy, who was murdered and dismembered 2 years ago. His killer got 10 years for the crime, but Harris-Doucette says that kind of punishment isn't enough.
Hopefully 99.9 years is not enough. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
The march expanded this year with a similar one taking place in Toronto and another one earlier in the weekend in the United Kingdom. Those attending say they'll keep marching until murderers receive harsher sentences. Fez Jamil, CBC News, Calgary.